Your attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to the Chop Sports Network. Chop Sports.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Wednesday, July the 14th. Wow, you're yawning already. July the 14th, 2021. Your host, Sturch and Gooch, and of course, intern AJ in the house. Gentlemen, how are we feeling today? I'll start with Gooch because he matters more.
I'm good. Tired. A little bit. It was a long night.
Yeah, I wonder why. It's so weird. It's as if like we're creating merchandise for 15 people right now. It's not like we're busy or anything like that. AJ, how we doing, bro? What's your green drink?
Doing pretty good.
What is that? Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so this is matcha. So let me explain it in very like simple terms. So let's just say you're having like an Adderall, right? So there's an IR and an XR. IR is coffee. XR is matcha. I drink this shit so I don't get as anxious and have like panic attacks and all that good stuff.
So is that bought at Starbucks or is that just a Starbucks cup?
So it's weed.
No,
weed. I like it.
No, that'd be cool, but no, not for work, ever.
I mean, dude, we're not gonna drug this guy. Smokes on his lunch break sometimes.
I haven't. I know. He's had issues. I've actually got a couple texts about that. They were like, Jorge, not Jose,
which is every other.
Yeah, Jorge, our neighbor and my former roommate, hit me up. He's like, bronchial issues, no weed.
He's so disappointed in you. You know, I'm so proud of everything you've done with Chop Sports, but I'm gonna need you to start smoking weed again. That's great. So glad you guys are doing well. Let's start off with something. Stephen A. Smith. Let's not talk anything about that hack. Because I'm so tired of hearing about it. You want to see my real opinion? Go to my Twitter. Go follow me at Dave Sturgio. There you go. You can go follow me there because I have my theories and opinions of Stephen A. Smith. And I've had these opinions of Stephen A. Smith forever.
Here's Dave saying, I'm not going to talk about it. If you want to hear my opinion, go on Chop Sports Sturch. Is that what it's called?
Dave Sturgio.
Casually.
And then he proceeds to talk about it. It's like, no offense, but I'm about to offend you. It's like, not to be a dick, but I'm about to be a dick.
All right. I'm not about to talk about it. It's a messy situation. And I think that, you know, whatever. You can take it for what it is.
Stephen A. Smith sucks for several reasons, this being one of them.
I mean, this network is just getting worse and worse, man. Like, ESPN is just, they claim to be the worldwide leader in sports, and all they're doing is reporting on opinions, and Schefter telling me, Schefter's putting out today that Watson is going to get traded to the Eagles.
They're not like, arguing facts anymore on ESPN. They're arguing their opinions, and they can't be wrong. It's very
hack. It's very like, why would you watch that? It's going to make your ears bleed.
Saying this for
and did you see the report?
While.
Yeah. Did you see the report? I didn't read the article, but that ESPN radio can go away because they're just getting completely shellacked by WFAN. Like, that's big news. Like that. I mean, I didn't read into it and I probably should, but like, that's relatively big. That's all the ESPN personalities that are on the air every day that they're just going to shut down the station. Or shut down the feed. Like, they probably still have their show, and you probably still have to go stream them, like a podcast, you know, but they wouldn't get nationally or, you know, exposed like they are right now, or at least big time in the New York market, you know?
I don't think it's just New York.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's
across the board.
That's massive. And I hope for the people that are employed there, who have been chasing these dreams and the dream job, and they're living their dream right now, I don't want them to lose their job. And I don't want them to lose their platform.
Just do better at your job, ladies and gentlemen.
Just bring on the audience like we are every single day. We're growing and growing every single day, which is funny because as I look to my left, I now have an Al's Boring Beer signed can by Al Dukes, the producer of the WFAN Morning Show.
He's a Colonia guy.
He is a Colonia guy. He absolutely is a Colonia guy. He's a friend of Mike DeCrosse's, he went to high school with Mike. And he said today, based on the Stephen A. Smith thing, he said that, a lot of these podcasts are allowed to say whatever they want because nobody's listening. So I hope that you're listening to this one, Al. That's what I hope. But he's got a point. Like, a lot of these guys are in their mom's basement with their Cheeto dust on their chest and they're saying, like, this is absurd, you know, on their own podcast, and they don't have a platform, but they'll put it on a podcast and pretend that they're got listens and stuff.
Yeah,
but
we always talk about the possibility of getting canceled. I don't think we're there yet. You know, we're not at the point where we're big enough where we could get canceled. It's like you have to.
There's nothing we say that can cancel us.
I mean, there's been a couple times. I wouldn't say cancel, but there's some sensitive issues that have come up. You know, even if you look at our YouTube, dude, the Deshaun Watson, our opinion, my opinion on that has changed since to a degree.
Yeah,
based on the new information that's come out. So
I get it. I just first of all, what generation is that? The cancel culture? What is that? That's Gen Z. Know, is that? Well, I don't know.
It's all merged together.
It's the kids now. It's the kids 20 and above. 20 to like 23 right now are in this fascination with the fact that they just need to, as soon as something happens, let's get them. And it's like a mob scene, and everybody gets just.
But even
ruined.
It's generally speaking, I don't run into many people that are that way.
That's good because you select the people that you're around.
Just not even that, man. We're put it this way, we hold meetings with these young men and women almost four times a day now. They don't seem cancel culture to me.
Then I guess
because those are not the type of cancel culture people. It's people that are miserable with their fucking lives, so they have to make other people's lives shitty.
I hate even talking about cancel culture. It's just it's something that I don't give a fuck about.
It's a thing.
You can't cancel me because
cancel culture. That's how I
there you go. Cancel culture. New thing. CC.
Cancel Bo Jackson.
Wow. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
I don't even know. I want to see an actual quote. But Bo Jackson saying that if he played today, there's several get off my lawn guys that used to play in the NFL. The only one that I'll give credence to is maybe Jerry Rice saying he would. And he said it almost tongue in cheek, where he's like, just double all my numbers if I played today. And it's because they soften the way you could cover people. The quarterbacks don't get touched. You name it. Receivers are allowed to.
Yeah, the numbers are completely
freely, a little
inflated.
Bit more. Yes. But as far as running backs go, no, you would not, bro. You would have a third down back coming in, i.e. Marcus Allen in his career. Now, Bo Jackson played 38 games in his career. He's telling me that he would be ninth all time through his 38 games if he averaged 350 yards a carry. Bo. You don't know what you're talking about.
I was
about.
Just going to say, Bo, don't know on this one. Bo, no, not, no. Yeah, I
can. And I'll do you one better. If a guy like Adrian Peterson played 10, 20 years before his time, he would have averaged maybe 300 yards a game.
Yeah, you know? I mean, he's an absolute animal to imagine.
The defenses
imagine
are so
Henry
much better.
Against those guys?
There's defensive rotations now. Just everything has changed tenfold, and there's no running back now that would average 350 yards.
Except Ezekiel Elliott. But we don't have to dive into that specifically.
Appalling statement.
Shut your mouth over there. So anyway, we do have one NIL announcement from yesterday. JoJo, our newest member of the CHOP athlete team. He's coming from Rutgers, another stud wrestler who I said, when we were doing his little graphic, I was like, oh, he's all academic. I was like, all academic.
We signed two.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I don't like to say the word sign, but Jack McDaniels, the QB from Western Alabama.
I mean, that writes itself. I mean, if he was like into booze, which I'm sure he shouldn't be, but I mean, damn, dude, what a design that would be.
I had like a 15-minute FaceTime with him late.
Last night, yeah.
It was about 9 o'clock.
But that's late to the old people.
We talked and he's on board.
Nice. All right, cool. So that's two. But like, I'm telling you right now, it's only going to get better and better. We're starting to deliver for these kids. You know what I mean? We're not giving you empty promises here, folks. Like yesterday, we went live with Paz's new shirt. We went live with Mike Tverdov's new shirt. They both went nuts. Bradarius Ham was a couple days before that. Like, we had ourselves a day yesterday to the point where I'm like, if these reports don't kick up, we're screwed. Because I was like, I can't. I was sitting there on my couch at the end of the night editing the Jets podcast, also making tick marks on an envelope of how many shirts are being sold. And I'm just like, there's got to be a better way. There has to be a better way.
Text message like, Chris, what are the margins on Tverdov's shirt? What are the margins on? I'm like, Dave, go on the fucking internet and fucking look for yourself. I'm on the phone with Joe Matarese.
Bro, did you notice how I also said I sent the Chop Sports a sent Chop Sports a message like, dear Chop Sports, Chris, answer your fucking text messages.
That was good. That was good.
I was like, this guy, because I saw you responding there. I'm like, this mother, like, are you kidding? Like, I am your business partner. I am trying to get a hold of you.
Ashley, I'll have to have several conversations running across the board at all times. It would be, you didn't answer my Snapchat. I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm talking to you here. She's like, yeah, but you ignored that. And then it'll be like, she'll say something on Instagram and send me a TikTok or something. And she'll be like, you didn't watch. And then it'll be like, ha ha. But like the sarcastic ha ha, like, ha ha. Like, and I'm like, Ash, we're literally with each other. Like, I'm with you. How many conversations do we need to have
next
across
thing
the board?
You know, next, baby, answer your FaceTime. Like,
she was
I'm
mad.
Sitting
she's, she
next
might get
to you.
Mad at this, but she was mad at me yesterday.
Oh, what?
Just because I was being disconnected from life.
Oh, basically. You know, working, grinding. Yeah. Okay.
But you know, she, I guess she could have a point. I was like, obviously, you know how it is, man. Like, I can't be mean to everybody, and I'm not mean to Ash by any stretch.
No.
But she's the one that gets the brunt of my frustration. She's the recipient because I'm the most comfortable with her, so I complain to her the most. And she turned off, like, she turned off her reds. So this morning I was like, I was like, your reds are off. And I don't actually give a shit, but we have our reds on. So it's like, I guess, checks and balances kind of thing.
It's accountability.
Yeah, it's accountability kind of thing. And she was like, oh, I was pissed off yesterday. I was like, oh, so you're petty. And she was like, yeah, I'm petty. And then I was like, well, imagine I was petty every time I got mad. I started getting petty back. Well, anyway.
We need a new podcast in itself to talk about relationships. Yeah, but no, well, you both heard how my wife talked to me yesterday when I told her about a design. She did the whole go bleep yourself literally in front of everybody, making me look like a fool. But that's okay. Still love her.
Still got that design.
Most of the time. What'd you say?
Still got that fucking design done.
Yeah, we did. I got my job done, brother. All right. So anyway. Oh, so as we talk about this NIL thing, Jimmy calls me yesterday as I'm getting home. So
I already know where you're going. I've had these conversations with Jimmy, and I kind of just like didn't even bring them up to you. I would just say things in passing, like, we need representation. We need accounting.
So I had a Jimmy conversation, and it was good. So then we'll move on.
No. We can talk about it.
No, I mean, I'm just saying he, you know, he's getting excited. You know, he sees the potential of everything that we got going on, and he's thinking, like, you got to get your ducks in a row. And I'm like,
oh, he's right.
He's absolutely right. We are, and I continue to say this, and I'm not, no disrespect to you or Production Pete, you know, who are guys that work behind the scenes, but essentially we're a two-man team right now. You know what I mean? And there's a lot to catch up on, and there's a lot of work to divvy off to either AJ.
That was one of those things, like, no offense, but I'm about to offend you.
That was. It was like, yeah, no offense, just talked about this is a fucking two-man show. AJ
AJ created a spreadsheet for us. He's writing blogs, even though they got ripped off the... I left those up, but... I didn't rip your blogs down, but we talked about...
Okay. I thought you were saying that I, like, ripped them off the internet. No.
And if you're listening, The Fog, your blog will go up today. He wrote a blog, and he gave it to me yesterday.
The Fog's blog.
I told him that I would post it yesterday, but today we have the website.
Is it time sensitive? Like...
No, it's an NFC Least preview.
NFC Least preview. I'm going to enjoy that.
NFC Beast? Is this guy kidding me?
No, he's not kidding you. The standings from last year.
NFC Beast because it's just funny. Like, okay. Satirical. Or clown.
So, but anyway, he's an Eagles guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I should have fun with him all season
long. He also is, he'll rip his team apart, too.
I got to, you know what, though? I got to toughen up. Before the season starts with child sports, Dave, I have to toughen up hard.
Dave's going to have to figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. I have to figure it out
because I had no dog in the race when we started this thing in Podcastville. We started in January. Cowboys were done. Season was over. I was already disappointed. It didn't matter. But now, like, we're coming in. There's hype. There's Hard Knocks. There's all this other shit. And Dallas is playing the most games ever on TV where they're nationally exposed.
Things might just unfold wrong. Week one, we'll say. They play Tampa, correct?
They're going to beat Tampa.
I mean, I hope so.
Personally, I know. You don't like really, Tom Brady.
I would also hope so.
My guys, look at my team here.
Oh, no. Tampa Bay's defense.
Okay.
No, lies.
No, they're... I think they're just probably.
The Tampa Bay's roster is completely fucking loaded.
I mean, they're all back. The champions are back. Like, they in an age of free agency, they lost nobody, which is, it's unheard of.
Oh, shocker. Tom Brady's team is expected to win the Super Bowl again going into the season. It's fucking
there's a shocking turn of events. But yeah, so Jimmy had this conversation with me, and he says, you know, we got to get our ducks in a row. Also, there's a potential, like, partnership with maybe, and I'm not saying I'm not, like, putting it down on paper because I truly don't know, but one of the team captains for Rutgers is selling his merchandise at the Scarlet Knight in Rutgers, like, the store. So I'm thinking to myself, like, why not have Mike Tverdov, Paz, you know, Sidris, friggin' Ireland, all these guys that we got from Rutgers, and now JoJo, why not, you know? But that's another discussion for another day, but it could be a thing. We'll see. But he called us a junior agency. Like, no longer a sports media company. We are now a junior agency where we're going to start brokering the deals for all these guys to get paid elsewhere, too. So all of a sudden, Tverdov is our client. And we have to say, like, hey, Mike, if you want to go to Subway, they're doing a signing, and you're going to get paid X amount of dollars. All of a sudden, we're brokering that
shit. Jeff's going to be like, wait, I'm not sending you guys any more talent. You're going to be a mini agency.
All of a sudden, we're going to start representing people in the NFL. But anyway, Jimmy, I know you're not listening, so don't worry about it. We got this. We're going to stay thin as much as we can. Not physically, obviously. But like, we're going to stay thin as far as employers and try to get all this done. It's not an easy job, but it's fun. A lot of fun. A lot of stress, a lot of fun. So, All-Star game.
Yeah, fun. Fucking worked 19 and a half hours yesterday.
That's what you got to do, bro. That's what you got to do. I'm just sitting here hitting the refresh button on the purchases. I'm like, let's go, you know? But, all right, so the All-Star game comes and goes. Did you watch it, Gooch?
Come on, Dave.
What? You don't like? You said you wanted a break from baseball, so I didn't know if you were going to watch the All-Star game or not.
No, I'm saying I did not watch it. I explained that earlier.
Oh, okay, so you didn't watch the All-Star game.
I did
not watch
it. I did take the under, though. I didn't even watch it, but I did bet on it. I took the under for the first five and the under for the game.
What was the under? What was the over under?
11.
Okay. I mean, that was a plus win. That was a plus odds, I'm assuming, the under. Or was it even?
It was minus 120.
Oh, minus 120.
Yeah.
Okay. But.
Which is why I took it.
I mean, it makes sense. That, yeah.
And the pitchers come in and they. First of all, if you look at the All-Star game, it's not like usually not crazy runs. You get the best of a pitcher for one inning and then he's done.
Right. Right. And, Scherzer started it off. Otani gets the win with a 5-2 American League win, which makes 8 in a row for the American League. So, all you National League fans out there, when we try to tell you that your lineups are just not as strong as American League, just start listening to us a little bit because it is accurate as F. Oh, God. I just said that, and I never say that. But it's very accurate and very apparent that the AL is dominated for the last 8 years.
I think he said it wrong anyway.
As F.
AF.
AF.
Accurate AF.
You know what? Miss me with that. Oh, there it is.
No cap. That
right. I did do that right.
No cap. That was pretty good.
Oh, boy. See, these are all right.
When I said I wasn't watching baseball this week, I was not capping.
So fine. Anyway, I will say this. What baseball has become an international game, obviously. You know, you got guys from everywhere. Bro, this is my first look at Liam Kendricks. Like, not like in a one-on-one off.
Is it Liam Hendricks?
I said Hendricks or Kendricks? What did I say?
Kendricks.
Oh, my bad. Whatever. Hendricks, Kendricks. The Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
All right. Well, you could be wrong. In any event.
I don't know why he's not fucking
He's just
Googling
looking
it,
right at me, which is like sometimes it bugs the crap out of me. And he's like, my internet's bugged. And then I'll look.
Hendricks.
Okay, so not Kendricks. You know, I was thinking of Kendrick Perkins before. That's why. Anyway.
Hack-a-doodle-doo.
Yeezer. But anyway, so Hendricks gets the save. His interview was great. But shout out to Fox for trying to mic up all these guys. Like, they mic'd up a new guy every inning, which was cool. One guy was on first. I think it was
Freddie Freeman.
Freeman was mic'd up. Then they got Tatis mic'd up, which was cool. Then they mic up Hendricks in the final inning. And Joe's like, hey, can you hear me? Hey, can you? I'm like, he's pitching. Like, what are we doing here? And they, like, he can't hear them, but we can hear him.
You know what's also dangerous is when you have somebody mic'd up on first base and then you have guys that are first base with Judge. He's like, yo, make sure you tell him that we're mic'd up.
He has to, yeah, all of a sudden that's part of your responsibility. Like, tell everybody, including the umpire, that you're mic'd up and you might not want to say the wrong thing. I'm pretty sure one guy let off a pitch last night and just yelled like, God damn it. Like,
I think it was Hendricks.
It might have been Hendricks. So, yeah, so when he was mic'd up, right? So he thinks he doesn't we'll get to that in a second. He thinks he's not mic'd up, right? Or he at least can't hear him, so he thinks the whole thing is broken. And I'm like, no, dude, it's not broken. And then there was a meeting at the mound, and I'm like, oh, no. Like, what's he going to say? And the catcher's like, aren't you mic'd up? He's like, nah, it hasn't been working all night. So, like, I'm thinking, like, the next line is going to be the very worst thing you've ever heard in your life. And I'm, like, sweating. I'm like, oh, my God, he doesn't know it's working. Somebody should have flagged him down or something. I don't know. But all of a sudden, he just, like, they do, like, the glove over the mouth ordeal just so nobody can mouth read. And they just do a quick transition of, the signs. They switch up the signs a little bit, but it was like speaking in Morse code. It was like, and I'm like, what? You know? And it was like, that was so cool because you don't really hear that kind of shit. And you don't hear those conversations of when you should switch the signs up. There's a man on second. You know, we talked about that the other day when, like, the sign stealing and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I think that was really cool. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hits a 460-foot missile while Tatis was mic'd up. So Tatis is like, here we go. And he like He puts his hands over his head like, oh no, like he just knew.
Did you see that they were asking everybody in the All-Star, I don't know, you don't even call it All-Star Weekend because it's not All-Star Weekend, but they were asking all the All-Stars that there was a poll, what's harder to do, hit a half-court shot or hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball? And in the poll, it was actually voted that the half-court shot was harder, and they asked all the Major League players, and they were like, wait, what?
What?
The fuck?
Who? What?
I think it was Joey Gallo was like, bro, I used to hit half-court shots when I was 8 years old.
Like, Curry does it with his eyes closed.
Nobody in Major League Baseball could still barely hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
That is
shut the fuck up.
That is way off.
We got a phone call coming in.
What?
It's Paz calling.
Should we go to break?
We're going
to
go to break.
This is a big one. We'll go to break right here. What's going on, guys? This is Sturch, and I'm here to let you guys know about some new happenings with Joe Pizzamenti of Attitude of Gratitude Consulting. This time around, I want to bring you guys up to speed on some of the amazing health and wellness products. These products focus on providing happiness for people, bringing out the four happy hormones in our body. That right away makes me happy. These products aid weight loss, sleep, mental clarity, and energy, just to name a few. They have even created your morning coffee to get your day started off right. That's not all, guys. Joe is in a giving mood, so now if you mention Shop Sports, he's going to provide you with a free discounted private travel website that you can use to book your travel needs. Even better, if you become a customer of Joe's, he's going to give you guys a travel voucher that you can use for up to a year and are only responsible for airfare and taxes. Visit attitudeofgratitudellc.com for more information. Welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast. Thanks for our advertisers for taking the time and helping us out grow as a company. That was a very important call with Paz we had to take. It's one of those things, man. Listen, we could be recording in a flow, but our guys come first. Our Chop athletes come first, and we took care of some business right then and there. So we were talking about the All-Star game. We're talking about the mic'd up thing. So he didn't, like I said, he didn't say anything wrong, which is great. The All-Star game as a whole, I think, played off well. I know you didn't watch it. Did you watch it, AJ?
No.
Wow. Okay, cool. So I'm the only loser that sat there and watched it. Now, look, I passively watched it. Obviously, I have the Jets recording in front of me. I have my notebook out trying to tack and tally T-shirt sales. I'm doing all that stuff, but I'm watching it. Dude, I know we've mentioned this before, but man, these guys are having fun. We got ourselves a really good crop of kids to watch grow in this game. I mean, we're watching Tatis do his thing. Bro, Vlad Jr., did you see his... Oh, you didn't watch the game. Vlad Jr.'s glove.
Oh, I saw the glove. I have social media, Dave.
Well, that's good. You can follow him at Chop Sports Chris. But yeah, dude, his glove with the picture of him and his father. Like, that's so cool, man. And, you know, there's a lot of kids. Bichette, all these kids. It's a good place to be in baseball. Now, I will bring this up because now I have to. And I forgot all about it, and I didn't even put it in the rundown. And hopefully I can pull it up relatively quick. As I look, here it is. Okay, here. So let me go to the post. It is the potential rule changes as opposed to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, who has just really dropped the ball as a commissioner overall, I think. The four rule changes will be the following, I guess, starting with next year. Banning or limiting defensive shifts. That's the one we're going to have to talk about most because the other ones are kind of irrelevant. Elimination of seven-inning doubleheaders. Good. Thank God. Go back to nine. Elimination of the student to start and the second base guy. That was dumb. I hated it. Get rid of it. And then extend the DH into the NL, which should have happened long ago. But the real one that got all the traction on this post on Chop Sports, the Facebook group posted by Dave Daggs, it was the shift. And banning the shift. And a lot of guys said, you can't ban it, but you can limit it. And I'm trying to figure out how to limit the shift. Like, how do you, like, one of the guys said, I could have just read it, but one of the guys said something about potentially having, you have to have only two sides where second base is at divider, two guys on one side, two guys wherever. They can play wherever on their side, but you can't have three guys on one side of the field. Then you have another suggestion saying, well, maybe you can't have anybody in a short field. Like sometimes when you're 4 feet in or 4 to 6 feet into right field where you're shifted that way. Or making them a limit. Like I suggested, what are you, like a timeout? Like a team gets three shifts per game and then you can only use it at certain situations and when it's in dire need. How do you do this? What do you think about the shift in Major League Baseball of what it's done to the game and what potentially it could do to the game if eliminated or limited?
So when you said like these are going to the committee, they're not actual.
These are promote. These are deals, these yeah. are not, announced all, by Manfred.
All or none of these could go through. Right. I don't think the shift thing is going to get changed. I don't think it should.
You don't think it should. So you agree with the shift?
I don't like the shift.
You know, nobody likes it because it takes the bat out of a lot of players.
It's really hard for me to sit here and say how you could line up defensively. I mean, maybe because nobody's really complaining about the NFL, and if somebody has an illegal shift or an illegal motion in the NFL, the play comes back, and that's a rule. So I guess alignment in baseball could be considered relatively the same thing, but it's just that, you know, telling them how to do it now, it's just implementing a rule that really they've been allowed to do that forever. It's not like
it's just, but I feel like it got more popular within the last like decade. You know what I mean?
Of course. I remember Giambi was the first guy I ever watched get shifted on consistently.
Like everybody on the right side of the field.
But how about a lot of these players that kind of got dipped out of baseball because of the shift? There's a lot.
There's a lot of guys that can literally don't possess the power to go opposite way ever. So you're never going to get on base because that's your trend. You're a pull hitter, and that's just the way it's going to be. But like, I'm thinking, I don't know, man. I don't like it personally. I think the teams strategically do it, and it's like it looks stupid. You know, it doesn't even look like baseball sometimes when like the third baseman's playing at shortstop and the rest of the guys are over here or vice versa. But like, I don't think
if they're going to,
I don't know if you can limit it, man.
It has to be. I don't think they're going to be able to do it where it's three times a game where you could line up.
I think somebody suggested once an inning.
Now, what happens if somebody steals a base and then you used it and then the guy stole a base and now it's void because there's a man on second and you can't have him there because he could beat the guy to third base? Do you lose one if the at-bat's not complete? I would say that if they're going to limit it, that they have to do it the way you said where you keep two guys on each side, but you could pretty much still shift that way.
Yeah, that's kind of still
basically. You know, you could just have the shortstop play pretty much right over second base and then bring the other guy. You know, it's
a weird, it's ticky-tacky. Yeah. It's one where, yeah, I think Squeaky Bum Mike put lines on the field. You know, kind of like they did it in hockey. I don't know if you guys aren't hockey fans, but like in hockey, they did a trapezoid. So the goalie can't no longer take the puck and go play the puck in the corner. He can't do it anymore. He has to stay within this trapezoid. Maybe putting extra lines on the field, which again will look stupid, but it will be the second baseman has this range and the shortstop has this range. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's weird.
No way.
Yeah, I right.
Feel like the easy solution double play, is keep it
simple. Double play alignment. How do you bring the infielders in when there's a man on third base and only one out? You know,
there's a million intangibles. So I think that's why this rule is probably the most complex.
That's why I say it's not going to change.
Right, because it's so complex and there's so many variables in the shift. And like I said, I don't like it. It sucks for a lot of these players who are just natural puller pushers.
Start teaching your kids how to bunt.
Right.
That's what I was going to say. Just bunt every time.
Shout out to Von Miller for bunting in the softball game. Did you see that, honestly, by the way? Sorry.
By the way, if I was able to bunt in softball, I'd bet a thousand.
You'd bet a thousand, right.
Yeah. So
he literally just stuck his bat out. But anyway, so those are the
four. Shout out to DK Metcalf for striking out.
Oh. That was
did you see that one thing, that one comparison? Like DK Metcalf struck out, the girl did something.
The girl that batted after him.
She is now a better athlete.
Yeah, JoJo fucking Siwa.
Yeah, there you go. Just not breaking news, but Yankees and Padres both eyeing Gallo from San Diego, from Texas. So,
oh great! So another guy that
reported by ESPN,
another guy that strikes out every other at bat.
Oh. Is he good at defense, Gallo?
No.
Right. Oh, well, Jesus good. Christ.
Well, then maybe. Well, maybe again. We just keep in mind that the Yankees got Gio for 25 G's. So maybe the asking price of these guys aren't going to be astronomical, and you take a flyer on somebody like him who will provide some more pop in a lineup that should be popping them off all the time, but they just don't. It's boom or bust for the New York Yankees. Agreed. So tonight, finally, I can say this, the NBA Finals are back. So I know I wanted to preview them last night, but they're actually tonight. It's game four in Milwaukee. The Suns are up 2-1. I'll start by saying first, shout out to Kawhi Leonard for playing with a partially torn ACL. That is absolutely insane.
Did he play with it, though?
I mean, that's what they're finding out now. So, like, I'm assuming that he played and he kept playing and then finally said no more.
I heard he might have finished that game and then
that's
he was
still
done.
Unbelievable. Basketball, you are stopping and going more than any sport and known to man, unless you're talking about hockey, you know what I mean? In which you're taped up and padded up so much where you can't even move these ligaments. But yeah, shout out to Leonard. But now, what does that do to his value, bro? Like,
I mean,
in a market,
what do you mean?
I'm saying, like, that could affect his market if he wanted to be
negatively out. Negatively or positively?
Negatively.
I mean, he got surgery yesterday and he got it fixed, so.
I mean, yeah, I guess you wait it out and see how it plays out, but I'm just saying, it could potentially do something to his value. I mean,
any injury is going to potentially ruin your value, but look at what Kevin...
I just think at his time right
Kevin
now...
Kevin Durant suffered a torn Achilles going into his free agency season, and he made max dollar, max money, sat out a year. You know, like, these teams are going to pay these stars regardless. Believe that.
Insane. But, all right, so we look at tonight. We look at game four. Keys to victory for both teams. Obviously, you know, it's a bigger game for the Bucks. This is a must-win for them. Backs are not against the wall completely, but they're getting shoved. They're getting shoved a little bit where they're going to – the wall's close, so they got to make things happen here tonight. Do you find that it will get done? Considering the energy in Milwaukee, you saw it the other night. It was crazy. Your boy Bakhtiari, his father, the guy from Barstool, everybody's chugging beers. Everybody's having a good time, and Milwaukee's on fire. Can they do it again?
Yes.
Okay, why will they do it again tonight?
A, you said they're home.
Okay, and so the home court's going to play a big part of this one.
And Giannis is impossible for Ayton to stop without him getting into foul trouble. So if they just attack Ayton with Giannis,
mm-hmm.
consistently just go to the basket, you right. get him in foul trouble. I got that from Kyle, by the way.
Yeah, I did. I saw that too. I was like, I heard that before.
Okay, thank Kyle. You, Mr. Kerms.
Kyle is the guru. But yeah, all right. Well, look, I agree with you. I think that the energy of the crowd and that atmosphere gets it done tonight. And the Suns, we were talking about, you know, obviously the jokes of Suns in four when they went up 2-0. But, like, the Suns are stacked. And when they're on, they're on. But I got this feeling that the momentum has swung just a little bit towards Milwaukee, and they get it done tonight.
I still think the Suns win in seven. It's just Milwaukee's a really, really good fucking team.
They're gritty. They're deep. They got, you know, a lot of good players.
They've been backed against the wall several times in this postseason, and they are still here, so... I know that AJ's wrong about Suns and Bucks and six. That's not going to happen. But
what if it does?
Hey, I'm good with it.
Do you believe in the theory of a hack and whack on Giannis? Like, just keep putting him at the line, and he's not going to be as effective because he can't shoot a free throw to save his life.
Who would Jay Crowder? I'm assuming you're sacrificing
just anybody.
Point.
I mean, spread it out. You know what I mean?
Like, I think that there is something. They are doing that anyway. But here's the thing. When you hack a guy like Giannis, you got to do it on the floor, right? You're not really going to want to send him because he's so big and strong that if you foul him around the rim, he's probably going to finish on you anyway.
Truth.
So now you're just in foul trouble for no reason and giving him a 50% chance at hitting another fucking, getting another point out of it.
50% chance is just kind of upsetting. All right.
Well, I'd say down the stretch, if you have a lead, then it almost takes Giannis out of the game because you don't want him to get fouled. So you can't even give them the ball late in the fourth quarter. If the Suns have a comfortable lead and they get into the penalty, every time the Bucks touch the ball, they're just going to foul Giannis right away. So he goes to the line and they can't hit a three. So it turns it to potentially just one or zero.
Right.
Giannis at the
truth.
Line, so
very true. All right. Well, the spread's 4.5. If you're Suns are +4.5, +65 on 165 on the money line. So if you're Suns in four enthusiasts and you think they're going to take it anyway, there's the money play. So it'll be interesting. We shall see. We'll play that out tonight and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But in the meantime, speaking of NBA, be sure to go check out the Chart Choppers this week. Alan Austin drops his top 10 favorite players. I know me and Gooch were in the ride on the ride over, and we were talking about some of our favorite players in the NBA, some of the obscure players that you really don't hear about. And that's where Alan started touching on a couple guys. And you said you liked, what's his name from the Heat?
PJ Brown.
You were a PJ Brown fan. I was a random ass Cedric Ceballos fan. Don't ask me why. I just liked him. It was a weird thing. I had one of his like basketball cards, and I was like, this guy looks cool. You know, so let me just like him. It was a weird thing outside the Knicks. But go check out Chart Choppers tomorrow. Till Mets do us part, we'll talk. They'll probably give a nice little season preview, as we will too, I think, tomorrow. I want to give a little bit of a what to expect in the second half of Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but more than likely, the Mets side of things will be covered tomorrow as well with Till Mets Do Us Part. I'm your football team. We'll drop another episode tomorrow. A lot of funniness over there, a lot of comedy. But again, if you're one of these emotional dudes that can't really hack a dry personality, which attacks both sides, you know, he's very neutral, but you got to have the stomach for it. But I firmly believe that show is going to take off real soon. And then, of course, the goddamn Jets Recorded last night, it was John Saponaro, Max Antonucci. Kim Cantoni was on assignment, a.k.a. she was judging a beauty pageant. Go figure that one out. That's kind of cool. AC. I mean, she's an AC. Speaking of AC, before we go, we all know the record for the Chop Sports softball team when Johnny Trino is not in the lineup. Johnny Trino is ruled out of the lineup on Thursday in our second round matchup, which finally will go down after 2 weeks off in a row. I don't know how that does for us or how that does for them, but it's been 2 weeks since we played. 3 weeks, really, if you count the last game.
My brother's not playing.
Your brother is out. He can't break up with his girlfriend, so he can't get off that train. So he's got to go on vacation or wherever he's going. So we're down Carl. We're down Jimmy. You know, it's rough. Tough sledding for the Chop Sports softball team going into second round of the playoffs. Did you play softball?
No. Right. You would not want to see me with a bat in my
hand. I was actually going to ask you to come for moral support. I'm not going to ask you to play. There was rumors that there was a Ben sighting possibly in the mix, but that's not going to happen. Sorry, Ben. But he will be there, I'm sure, rooting us on, as always. And tell me why Ben decided to chime in and say, I want to go on your Packers podcast to talk fantasy football.
I don't know. We're going to have to ask Ben about that one.
We got to get
Ben. But Ben, yeah. Definitely in a keeper league, you got to take Saquon over Zeke.
What?
In a keeper league? Yeah.
Why?
You have because.
Oh, okay. Just that's the reason, by the way. Write that down. Because.
Because. I don't want to get back into it.
No, we won't. We won't.
Four calls.
I'm sorry. You're right. Talking. My phone's blowing up, too. We are actually a busy, busy group of fellas here today. So, for Sturch and Gooch, and of course, intern AJ, we'll see you guys tomorrow on Thursday.
I feel like I'm underwater right now. Dying. Honestly, you can stop it whenever you're ready. That's all I got.